Intelligence reform, okay, that's getting done. One more thing out of the way for the post-re-election Bush administration, along with a mostly new cabinet. Now comes the really hard stuff. The president says he wants to fix taxes and Social Security. Nobody knows exactly what he wants to do or how he'll do it, though, as Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca explains, at this point, almost anything is possible.
The federal government spends more money on Social Security than any other program. The government takes in most of its money through taxes. In targeting taxes and Social Security, George W. Bush sets his economic sights high. First, Social Security. The president campaigned on the idea of privatizing a portion of people's Social Security accounts, like a 401k. This, of course, carries some risk, which is a good thing, according to the economists, who say that people can and should be trusted to take ownership of their own futures. But as Daniel Mitchell, professor of public affairs at UCLA, points out, Social Security was created with the philosophy that people shouldn't be left to fend for themselves.
So instead of individuals having to somehow provide for their retirement, we would have some kind of collective system where everybody got some basic government-guaranteed benefit. And ever since that time, there have been people who say, we don't really want to do things through collective action. We want to emphasize sort of an individual initiative, individual responsibility.
Or as it's called today, an ownership society. The philosophy also drives a lot of the thinking behind tax policy. Since federal income taxes were first collected over 80 years ago, taxes in this country have been progressive, which means the more you earn, the higher rates you pay. But an idea that's gaining some steam is the flat tax, one rate for everyone, no exceptions. Stanford economist Alvin Rabushka first popularized the idea of the flat tax more than 20 years ago, and he still thinks it's good for most everything that ails us.
There's a multitude of benefits between simplicity, administration, reducing avoidance, reducing evasion, improving incentives, eliminating complicated tax planning, and so forth.
That so forth hints at what makes a flat tax attractive to a smart economist who could think of hundreds of benefits to the plan. Rabushka says fewer taxes, less cheating. Fewer taxes, more working. Fewer taxes, fewer businessmen deducting their lunch.
If a business lunch was fully deductible, two could eat for the price of one. But if the tax rate's only 20%, it doesn't pay to take somebody out for a business lunch unless it's really important.
These arguments are marshaled to counteract the inevitable conclusion that if the highest current tax rate is chopped in half, the government will take in less money. But George Bush has sworn that his tax plan will generate the same amount of revenue as is currently being collected. Aside from a flat tax, other replacements for the income tax have been mentioned, among them a national sales tax. The president will be raising this issue of taxation, but definitely not taxes themselves, at a major economic conference to be held in Washington next week. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.